in the grass among fallen trees, and the sun on my palm felt like a knife I could use to bleed myself dry with one swift cut to the jugular. Behind me, against the backdrop of a house somewhere between dilapidated and homely, I could hear the voices of my son and my husband, both of them naked, both of them splashing around in the blue paddling pool, the water 35 degrees. It was a Sunday before a bank holiday. I was a few steps away, hidden in the underbrush, spying on them. How could a weak, perverse woman like myself, someone who dreams of a knife in her hand, be the mother and wife of those two individuals? What was I going to do? I burrowed deeper into the ground, hiding my body. I wasn't going to kill them. I dropped the knife and went to hang out the washing like nothing had happened. I carefully pegged the socks to the line, my baby's and my mom's, their underwear and shirts. I looked at myself and saw an ignorant country bumpkin hanging out the laundry and drying her hands on her skirt before returning to the kitchen. They had no idea. Hanging out the clothes had been a success. I lay back down among the tree trunks. They are already chopping wood for the cold season. People here prepare for the winter like animals. Nothing distinguishes us from them. Take me, an educated woman, a university graduate. I am more of an animal than those half-dead foxes, their faces stained red, sticks, propping their mouths wide open.
Shall we do that?